Chapter 33. It was an hour after dawn when Abbess Merriam discovered Bryony had left the abbey. Sadly, she sat on the empty truckle bed, looking at the disarrayed sheets and touching the dented pillow where her friend's head had lain. Marian read again the note that Bryony had left.
Red Wall will not be the same without our little flower,
she whispered, and turned to see Bella standing in the doorway.
Alas, no. My heart will be heavy each time I see her empty place at table,
said the ancient silver badger, as she sat beside Merriam on the bed.
Do you think she will ever return?
Oh, yes. One day, when Bryony is older and wiser, we will see her walking back through our gates, of that I am sure.
Then the abbess's paw clenched, and her voice became harsh.
Unless some bad fate befalls her as she follows Vale. Trouble pursues that vermin like winter follows autumn. A young maid alone. We should send someone after her.
Bella rose slowly.
No, Merriam,
she said gravely.
The path that Bryony follows was marked out for her by fate and seasons long ago. All we can do now is send our hearts and feelings out to her, wherever she is.
Bella leaned on Merriam's paw, and the two friends quit the deserted room, which seemed emptier than it had ever been before. Grasshoppers chirped their ceaseless dry cadence. Somewhere high in the cloudless blue, a skylark trilled. Bees droned busily from kingcup to meadow saffron, and butterflies perched upon scabious flowers, their wings like small still sails on the calm air. Bryony stopped a while, enjoying the feel of dry curling grass underpaw as she got her bearings. The sun was still easterly, and climbing toward high noon, she moved until it was against her right shoulder, striding off after Vale. She had overheard Skipper Joe's challenge to the ferret, and knew that the great mountain lay somewhere due west. It took Bryony some time to shake off the feeling of depression she had encountered when leaving Redwall. All morning she kept looking back at the abbey, watching it diminish in size as she got farther away. Finally, she crossed a long rolling hill and Redwall was lost to sight. The Mouse Maid knew what she must do. Find Vale and bring him back. Even though he had been made outcast and sent away, Bryony had been forming her own plans for both of them. Her mossflower friends would help. Together they would build a small dwelling in the woodland, close to Redwall. There she would live with Vale, teaching him to behave well and showing all at Redwall how he had changed for the good. Maybe, just maybe, Bella would one day regret her decision and allow Vale to return to the abbey. Cheered up by these thoughts and her resolute optimism, Bryony strode onward, singing an old abbey ballad.